Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As more workplaces reopen, it's important to consider work schedules as a major part of your reopening plan. Work schedules impact employees and customers in both personal and professional ways. Recently, researchers writing for the Harvard Business Review analyzed 153 academic studies examining how working non-standard schedules impacted employee attitudes, behaviors, and physical and psychological health, as well as their personal and family life. Their review of those research articles prompted four questions that employers should consider as they begin to reopen their businesses and rethink their work schedules. Question one, how do my organization's scheduling practices affect employee effectiveness and well-being? Scheduling practices have a significant impact on employee attitudes and overall well-being. Things like flex time and compressed work schedules can give employees more control over when they work and provide larger blocks of free time, which can increase overall job satisfaction. But other types of schedules like shift work, night work, and staggering schedules sometimes can negatively impact workers' physical and mental health. That leads us to question two. Can we better align our work schedules with the needs, desires, and personalities of our employees? Person schedule fit, or finding the right hours for the right person, can be an important factor to consider when contemplating your post-pandemic scheduling strategy. Some employees are probably better suited to work certain hours. Some employees might prefer the night shift, for example, while many others would not. It's important to understand what employees want, their desires, and their best fit for the schedule you'd like to give them. That takes us to question three. What are the business implications of creating customized schedules or giving employees more control over schedules? Organizations considering giving employees more control and setting their own schedules and hours need to understand what impact that will be to the business and to the customers, and also the challenges it presents on managers, who sometimes may find managing many more flexible schedules even more stressful than the employees. But this is a great time to give this issue more attention and consideration. And finally, question four, how do we effectively balance the needs and desires of both the organization and the employees? And that's really the bottom line of all this analysis. It's clear that volatile schedules and uncertain schedules can create tremendous stress and hardship for employees and families. This is especially true for workers in positions that don't offer great pay and offer limited benefits. But managers also need to be mindful that their organizations still need to perform their core functions and serve their customers as and when they need to be served. And it may not always be possible to give employees their ideal schedules. The key, the researchers say, will be finding a balance between short-term business needs and the long-term benefits that new scheduling strategies can bring to both employees and the organization. Scheduling is a really, really important part of the workplace, especially in the post-pandemic reopening. I'll link to the article from Harvard Business Review in the show notes as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.